All right, and then we went on and we talked in greater detail to James Sturgis, I believe the guy's name was. I'm bad on me. And James is Jamie Sturgis. There it is. And he's got a new firm at Native Realty. He founded down there. He does land and land sales and retail sales. He's got some great insight. And I'm sorry about butchering your name. Rock on.
Well, here we are with our more on our downtown Fort Lauderdale show today, and we're talking to Jamie Sturgis, the owner, founder of Native Realty. Welcome to the show, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, Jamie, you got a specialty. It's finding urban retail?
That's right, yep, in the urban cores of Fort Lauderdale and other Broward markets.
Wow, that's awesome. So tell me a little bit about Flagler Village. The way I remember, Flagler Village was assembled by one guy. They thought he was crazy. I did a couple of deals around Flagler Village, never been able to get one in Flagler Village. Also, one of my good clients, Fairfield, did. So what's the next step with Flagler Village?
So the neighborhood's developing quickly, and it's still kind of defining itself. But, you know, the backstory is essentially 1950s era warehouses have been adaptively repurposed, very similar to something like Wynwood. There's obviously been a lot of multifamily development, evidenced by Fairfield and other major national developers that are actively building projects there. So we have a unique mixture of adaptive reuse, retail creative office fused with, you know, mid-rise and high-rise multifamily development, including some large hotel projects that are happening. So it's a unique fusion similar to something like Wynwood meets Midtown Miami. And, you know, the future is still kind of being decided.
Now, I know some people are taking investment positions in even areas that are on the northern front in the Sistrunk area. So is that also a natural expansion that you see?
Absolutely. You know, Sistrunk is a unique corridor and has some great possibilities to it. There's some cool projects that are going up there, including the new food hall, which is really exciting. But again, you know, a lot of it is being decided and it's in flux, right? So, you know, nothing is really set in stone, and the future of that particular corridor is still in transition.
So what do you think about the south side of the river?
Love it. I think there's great opportunities down there. You know, Tarpon River Brewing just opened. They're doing phenomenally well. You have the Grind Coffee Project over there. There's a number of multifamily development sites, including what Related just completed and phase 2 and 3 to come. So I'm very bullish on that neighborhood.
And what do you think would be the next micro neighborhood to go in the downtown Fort Lauderdale urban core? We've talked about Sistrunk. We've talked about Flagler Village. I guess an old one would be Victoria Park.
Yeah, so we're big believers in Oakland Park as well, which is often overlooked. You know, just north of Flagler Village, there's some really cool things happening up there. There's some great retailers going in. Obviously, you know, anchored by Funky Buddha, they did phenomenally well. They recently sold the Ballast Point. So again, an untapped market in our opinion that we're very active in.
I really like it. And the reason I like it is because you've got direct highway access without a bunch of hubris from the rest of this stuff. And you can still jump in from the north side of downtown. I really think that that area is going to be connected by projects and by investors. And as it is, I really think that it's going to be an excellent opportunity. Jamie, I want to thank you so much. If you could leave us with one thought about Fort Lauderdale, what would it be?
Keep your eye on it. It's under everyone's radar, but it's growing quickly.
Thank you, Jamie. Looking forward to doing deals with you and your team at Native Realty.